This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the most controversial politicians in the history of this great nation was Richard Nixon, the only president ever to be driven from office and into a resignation. He probably would have been impeached and removed from office. That was in process. But the next to worst moment in Nixon's life was when he lost a race for governor of California. This is after he had been vice president. In 1962, he ran for governor of California, and when he lost in a landslide, and he did, he said, this is my last press conference. You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. So what about George Santos? One of the people who's been doing some of the kicking at George Santos and doing it very effectively and hilariously, which is his normal style, is Dana Milbank, the nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for the Washington Post. Dana, are you mourning the fact that you won't have George Santos to kick around anymore?
I'm not kicking him. I celebrate him. He's the epitome of our political system at the moment. So if we're we can't blame Santos for being Santos. No, I mean, I think he's sort of the logical extreme. We're sort of awash in disinformation all the time now, and basically he is the poster boy of the disinformation age, where absolutely nothing is real and every single thing about him is fake, right down to the fact that he didn't get a volleyball scholarship at the college he didn't attend, where he did not injure his knees. So, it was just every last little piece. But, yeah, I mean, in a way, I'll miss him, the same way I said, man, I'm going to miss Madison Cawthorn. But, of course, or I'm going to miss Louis Gohmert. But, of course, there's going to be another one. In fact, there already are several. It's just a question of, who's going to be the craziest one that we're talking about.
Okay, Madison Cawthorn, we all remember fondly. What is he doing? Do you know what he's doing now that he left Congress?
Or no, he has showed up, I think, on the House floor a couple of times. Maybe he's been at a Trump event here and there. I don't know what he's actually doing for a living. I think he's resolved some outstanding court issues, but. He was entertaining as much as Santos was, but he talked about his colleagues having coke fueled orgies, and of course and here came Santos last week saying his colleagues get drunk and think about which lobbyists they're going to screw when they're so hungover that they can't vote the next day. So. It's just these things just keep going around and around. So, I think the good thing is there's at least for people in my line of work is it's an embarrassment of riches, and the zaniness will go on.
I think embarrassment, if you cross out of riches, that the sentence works better. Dana Milbank.
That's true. I'm being a little facetious, Michael. I mean, I would actually. Enjoy having calm and sober leadership, then they could just put me out of business. I would readily accept that.
Okay, so talk calm and sober leadership, particularly the sober part. I remember years ago, many years ago, it was the 1970s, when I worked briefly on Capitol Hill. There wasn't a lot of sobriety there. Maybe a little more calm, but there was some pretty serious drinking going on. Haven't you found that to be one of the factors that has been part of congressional history in this country?
Yes, and in fact, I think that's actually something that we're missing now. That when we have these Tuesday to Thursday work weeks, You know, back in the 70s, even, you know, the 80s into the 90s, people would, you know, move to Washington with their families. So their spouses, you know, if you're in Congress, your spouses are socializing together. You get to know people from the other party across the aisle, and you actually realize they're your friends and they're human beings. And, okay, we disagree, but, you know, we'll work it out. We'll find some compromise that works for everybody. And often, you know people malign the Georgetown salons where the booze poured. But, you know, there was a sense that people got to know each other and socialize. And, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they were drinking at the Monocle or whatever. But that was actually part of, you know, why Washington worked. And, it was the swamp, and you couldn't have your family here anymore. And that's when it really started to decline.
Well, looking back, the first vice president for President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was John Nance Garner of Texas, Uvalde, Texas, actually. And he was Speaker of the House before he was vice president. And he used to invite other members in. And he had what he called the Board of Education, which was a cabinet full of booze that he dispensed very liberally. And this was at an era when, at least when he was Speaker of the House, it was still prohibition. So it was not exactly respect for the law. John Fetterman, on another subject, the distinguished senator from Pennsylvania. Actually, this is the first time I can think of that he has said something. He was on The View this morning, and he said something that I actually agree with, and I wanted to see what your take was, Dana Milbank. Here's Senator Fetterman at clip 17.
I'm not surprised, but to me, I think the more important picture is that we have a colleague in the Senate that actually did much more sinister and serious kinds of things. Senator Menendez, he needs to go. And if you are going to expel Santos, how can you allow to somebody like Menendez to remain in the Senate? And, you know, Santos's kind of lies were almost, you know, funny. And, like, you know, he, you know, landed on the moon and that kind of stuff. Whereas, I think, you know, Menendez, I think, is really a senator for Egypt, you know, not New Jersey. So I really think he needs to go. And especially it's kind of strange that if Santos is not allowed to remain in the House, you know, someone like that.
Yeah. Are you, though, uncomfortable with the fact that there hasn't been an adjudication, that while he's been charged, there hasn't been a conviction?
Menendez.
With Menendez.
I am. And it's like he has the right for his day in court and all of it, but he doesn't have the right to have those kind of votes and things that's not a right. And I think we need to make that kind of decision to send him out.
So what about Senator Fetterman? Are you on his side on this?
Well, first of all, terrific to hear Senator Fetterman, you know, sounding so good. That's it's just an amazing rebound he's had there. And I do agree with him here. I mean, I wrote a piece, I think it was in 2017, saying that Menendez should resign. This was in his last scandal, which he beat. I don't think it means he didn't do a lot of the things they said he did. You know, we're in this era. I mean, basically, I don't think Santos should have been expelled. I think he should have resigned because he should have had a sense of shame. You know, in the House, you know, people say, well, only people who had been convicted or were Confederates have been expelled before. But, yeah, that's because, you know, when there would be a scandal like this and the Ethics Committee would make its findings, they would quit because they were in disgrace, and there's no such thing as that. And Menendez is the same problem. I don't actually know the mechanism in the Senate for expelling somebody. Of course, he doesn't belong there. He hasn't belonged there for the last 6 years, and it's a disgrace. And unfortunately, he doesn't seem to feel any sense of disgrace.
Well, it's remarkable. remarkable to see Senator John Fetterman, who's a Democrat, of course, going up against his fellow Democrat, Bob Menendez. Dana Milbank, the most recent column, which is hilarious, is The Last Temptation of George Santos. What is that temptation? I'll have to read the column. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you and have a wonderful weekend. Happy holidays, Dana Milbank. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
Now, Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, George Santos, on his way out of Washington, he leaves the Republicans with only a 3-seat advantage in the House. They can only afford to lose 3 Republican votes out of their 228 that they have, without losing to the Democrats. And it's going to get worse because there is another Republican member of the House of Representatives who is leaving early, and he's leaving early to become a head of a University of Ohio Youngstown branch. And I guess following the example of Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska, who left the U.S. Senate to become president of the University of Florida. Meanwhile, George Santos yesterday, this is before his expulsion today, which was a little bit more than the 2/3 they needed. Virtually all Democrats voted against him. And George Santos ripped a Republican colleague on the House floor for calling him a crook. Okay, this is what it sounded like. Clip 7. The Republican colleague is Max.
Just very brief. I myself have been a victim of George Santos, and as well as other members of Congress, in terms of defrauding through public donations. I had received an ethics complaint from the FEC, which I had to spend tens of thousands to defend myself. You, sir, are a crook. I know I should direct my comments to the chair. I yield back.
Mr. Speaker, hypocrisy, as I mentioned. My colleague wants to come up here, call me a crook. Same colleague who's accused of being a woman beater. Are we really going to ignore the facts that we all have passed and we all have the media coming out against us on a daily basis?
A woman beater? Uh-huh. This was a comment by another Republican, third Republican in the House, Representative David Joyce, talking about the confrontation between Max Miller and his fellow Republican, recently departed George Santos. Listen.
Yesterday, I'd have betted the number would have been 150 voting for expulsion. And today, the number was about 105, I believe, and 112 voting to keep him here. But one of the members came forward yesterday at the end of the talk, and then today came forward and put out the email for those who may not understood where he was coming from, and explained that not only he but his mother were ripped off by this campaign. And so when you start ripping off other members, if that's not enough to convince people that maybe you shouldn't be here, well, then I don't know what it's going to take.
Are you talking about your Ohio colleague, Max Miller, that his statement, you think, made the difference there?
Correct. You know, and I'd have guessed that we were dropping from 150 to about 80 or so, 70, and I think Max's last-minute email to all the members determined the outcome for him, because a lot of us said, oh, that they may not have believed my investigative report. Sorry about that. But they believed Max that when it came personally from him, that he was ripped off, his mother was ripped off, and that he had to spend money then to defend himself against the FEC's allegations.
Okay, I don't know the exact details of how Max Miller of Ohio, member of Congress, was ripped off, but this is a remarkable development. They report on this story in the Wall Street Journal. Santos's departure comes amid other expected resignations that will alter the makeup of the House. Another Republican, Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio, said he would leave early next year, so in a couple of weeks, to become president of Youngstown State University. A Democrat, Brian Higgins of Western New York, is also leaving Congress early next year to lead a performing arts center. Okay, maybe being president of a university, even a more obscure university like Youngstown State, but to leave the Congress of the United States to become director of a performing arts center, that's Democrat Brian Higgins. And then former Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said on several occasions that he is weighing whether or not he will resign from the House. But you talk about rats deserting a sinking ship. There are 36 members of Congress who are either running for another office, they're leaving. They're abandoning this great Democratic institution. Not Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. He was on the House voting to expel George Santos. Here's what he's had to say. Clip 20.
It changes the very nature upon which this institution is supposed to function. We've been lectured politically for the last 4 years, a lot of it in the press, about our institutions. What happened here today goes against the principles of our institutions. It does. And people can say whatever they want. Oh, it's OnlyFans, it's this, it's that. It's bigger than what he was accused of. My angst is not about what George was accused of. It's not, because I'm not defending it. It is about the process upon which he was expelled today. That is my concern.
Do you think leadership could have done more?
Yes.
What exactly?
I'm going to leave it at that because I got to go to the airport.
Okay, basically he was opposed to the means of the expulsion, which was through a review in the Ethics Committee about his behavior, which really, I mean, when you talk about a member of the Congress of the United States taking people's credit card numbers that have been given to help support his campaign, and then using them to pay for visits to OnlyFans, which is a pornography site, it does seem to be abusive. And then it does bring up what Senator Fetterman also brought up, and that Dana Milbank talked about, which is Bob Menendez in the Senate side, another Democrat who deserves the exit right now. They're already in the midst of trying to fill his Senate seat, which is up anyway in the election. One of the points that is fascinating here is that when you think about Al Franken, do you remember when Al Franken was forced to leave the Senate over? It was a really embarrassing, horrible photograph. He was doing a USO tour, as he's done many times, where he's going together with other entertainers to perform for people who are serving our country abroad. And during one of those trips, the people who accompanied him, who was a fairly glamorous lady, was sleeping and caught sleeping. And there was a picture of Al Franken putting his hands over her breasts. I do think that part of what has changed in the Congress is the level of information we have about these people. So what about icons of the recent past? People like Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court or Henry Kissinger in the State Department. What does their passing signify? And what would she learn from it? We'll talk about that with historian Paul Kengor coming up.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael Medved. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. They rejected the former president's attempts to dismiss the cases. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and respiratory illness. The Garisenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, a leaning structure standing for nearly 1,000 years, faces potential collapse. Following recent investigations, the city is implementing a civil protection plan to address the risk. A protective metal cordon will be installed to contain debris in case of collapse. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medved Show, always a pleasure to welcome back my friend Paul Kangor, who is the editor of the American Spectator. He is also a professor of political science at Grove City College, where he leads as senior academic fellow the Institute for Faith and Freedom. And he has written fascinating columns about the recent past. And I think there's nobody better than Paul Kangor to speak about, as a historian, the meaning of some of the events we've celebrated recently. The 60th anniversary of John Kennedy's assassination, the passing of Henry Kissinger, and now the passage of Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman ever to serve on the Supreme Court. First of all, you have an interesting column about the Kennedy assassination, which is, I think, a necessary perspective that we didn't hear as much as we should. Tell me, what was the idea of calling this column Killed by a Silly, Deadly Communist?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So that phrase that... the exact quote just about is, I wish my husband could have been killed for, my husband wasn't killed for something meaningful like civil rights. He was killed by some silly communist. And that was from Jackie Kennedy. And I found that very ironic that she would be kind of dismissive, because, you know, communism is Well, okay, it's silly. I think it's damn silly. I think it's one of the silliest ideas anybody ever came up with. And I'm amazed all the time, especially when I teach my course on Marxism at Grove City College and we read the Communist Manifesto, that anybody would have ever taken it seriously. But unfortunately, people did. And when they did, it had deadly consequences. I mean, this ideology, according to, you know, among other sources, the Harvard University Press book, The Black Book of Communism, was responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people in the 20th century. And I think a lot of people would say, well, you know, at least in America, you know, it didn't kill thousands or millions or tens of millions of people like it did in Cambodia or the Soviet Union or China or Cuba. And that's true, but this was a news flash that I wanted to present for people last week on the 60th anniversary of the death of JFK. In America, a communist motivated by communism killed the president of the United States because Lee Harvey Oswald was driven by, you know, not race, not fascism, not, you know, not some other ism. He was driven by communism. And I think that's the big takeaway historically that people ought to understand.
Well, it's amazing how many people don't understand that or don't recognize that. I mean, most people, it seems to me, who try to absolve Lee Harvey Oswald, who say that, as he said when he was talking to the press after he was apprehended, I'm just a patsy. People believe that, but they don't know the history of the long-standing, deep involvement he had, not only defecting to Russia, marrying a Russian woman who may or may not have been working with the KGB, but then coming back to America and being involved with, what is it, he wanted to get to Cuba at some point, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. In fact, he was, so he ends up, it's kind of a long story, but he's this kind of wandering, lost soul as a young man. He and his mother, he's from the South. They end up in New York, of all places, where they live with, I think, his brother and sister-in-law, or sister and brother-in-law. I can't remember which one it was. But he is walking down the street. He's about 10 years old, and he encounters a Communist Party USA agitator who's handing out leaflets, flyers, about the, you know, the criminal injustice, the persecution of the Rosenbergs. And Oswald, and this is all in the Warren Commission report. And Oswald is like, you know, who are the Rosenbergs? And he gets this earful about how, you know, they were killed because they were Jews, not really because they did anything wrong. This is American racism. This is American anti-Semitism. This is the capitalist
evil. And just to clarify for people who may not know about the Rosenbergs, they were people who were at least partially responsible for getting secrets of atomic energy and the atom bomb and the development of the hydrogen bomb, getting those to the Russians.
That's exactly right. I mean, so they are the epitome of, you know, why we were so worried about people working in the scientific field in particular with communist affiliations and sympathies. So Oswald reads this pamphlet and he literally goes off to the library and starts reading about Karl Marx and just dives into the history of communism, Marxism, and he comes out of this a dedicated communist. Joined the military, the Marines. His fellow Marines made fun of him. He was so pro-Soviet, they called him Osvaldovich. He ends up requesting leave from the military. He's discharged from the military. And at that point, he goes to Russia, marries a Russian woman. It definitely reached out to the Soviets. There's no question that he at least tried to do that. There's a lot of conspiracy theory, about how seriously the Soviets took him. Most people think that the Soviets considered him not a stable person and told him they weren't interested. We do know this. He gets back to America. He went to Mexico City. He reached out to the Cubans. So his guy really becomes not Nikita Khrushchev, but Fidel Castro. He was head over heels for the Cuban Revolution. And when JFK attempted to remove Castro with the Bay of Pigs,
invasion in April 1961, well, that's when Oswald just flipped and said, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill the president of the United States. And so that it was that communism that motivated him. If you can look up online, I didn't mention this in my article for the American Spectator, but there's a chilling photo of Lee Harvey Oswald holding a copy of the Trotskyist publication, The Militants, in one hand, and then the other hand, he's holding the rifle that he would shoot JFK in the head with. And if ever a picture was worth a thousand words, I mean, that was it, right? Rifle to shoot the president in one hand, Trotskyist publication, The Militant, in the other hand.
Which is extraordinary, and again, does lead you to question the motivation of so many. Mark Lane, this is something else, I'm sure you've written about this, Paul Kangor, but Mark Lane, who started the entire JFK conspiracy nonsense, he wrote a book debunking the idea that Oswald killed Kennedy. Mark Lane later ran for president on the Communist Party ticket. You knew that.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's crazy. That was amazing. Yeah, then the American Communist Party, I didn't write about this in this article, but I have a long chapter in my book, A Pope and a President on a JFK Assassination. The American Communist Party immediately tried to blame this on right-wingers in Texas and the John Birch Society. And you know, Dallas, and the Soviets did the same thing. The Kremlin actually immediately went into a disinformation campaign, blaming this on right-wing elements in the United States, which is one of the things that has always made me very suspicious about the Soviets. I thought, wow, now why did the Soviets react like this immediately? They're trying to blame this on right-wingers in America. But it was the far left in America. It was an American communist who killed Kennedy.
Yeah, and by the way, that also fits with Oliver Stone trying to absolve Oswald, an extreme left-winger and big fan of Fidel Castro. We'll be coming back with Paul Kangor to talk about Henry Kissinger. Does he deserve all of the honor that he has been accorded? And there's Sandra Day O'Connor, who passed today. We'll be right back.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. I was just talking to Paul Kangor of Grove City College, editor of the American Spectator, talking to him off the air. And there is this strange thing that has been noted many times, is that when very distinguished people die, or notable people, it often comes in clusters of three. And here we have very recently Rosalind Carter, who was 96. Henry Kissinger, believe it or not, was 100 years old. Extraordinary. And Sandra Day O'Connor just passed at age 93. So one thing about this distinguished trio of individuals, they certainly were blessed with long life. Considering the senior of them, Henry Kissinger, he's a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, and yet he inspired a headline today that appeared in Teen Vogue, which I know is your favorite magazine, Paul.
Sure.
I'm teasing. But they have a headline that said, Henry Kissinger was a war criminal responsible for millions of deaths. Your reaction, Dr. Kangor?
Yeah, Teen Vogue is a very foul publication. I've actually written about Teen Vogue before because of really crazy things they've said about Marx, attacks they've made on Reagan, and they, I don't know if I can even say this on the air, but they have like a sexual guide for a certain type of sex. I guess I can't say it on the air. For young teen girls. Yeah, don't say it on... It is a bizarre, crazy, really. I mean, and so many young moms think, "Oh, I'll get my daughter a subscription to Teen Vogue." Oh, don't go there, man. You have no idea. This is like political ideological pornography. It's just an awful publication. But that sounds like something that they would say on Henry Kissinger, and with the type of expected complete ignorance that I would expect of their writers. And
No, Henry Kissinger was a fascinating man. He was at American Spectator. My boss, R. Emmett Terrell Jr., was emailing with him just a few weeks ago, and he was in quite good shape. In fact, he endorsed Bob Terrell's book, and we were impressed at how he was still kicking and doing great at 100 years old. We were actually kind of a little surprised to hear the news, but then again, once you're 100, you're 100. It could kind of come at any time. But an amazing life. If you were to come up with a list of the most influential foreign policy advisors, secretaries of state in the history of America, he's in your top 10, and probably among the top 3 or 5 in the 20th century. Quite an impact.
And my favorite in that category is William Henry Seward, because he got us Alaska, and plus helping to hold the Union together, which is a big doings. But
and George Kennan was another, right? Remember George Kennan?
Sure.
Father of containment. Paul Nitze, he was a big one. But I think of in the case of Kissinger, this is really odd, but the most president, well, all presidents since 1947, with the National Security Act of 1947, they have not only the Secretary of State, but somebody called the National Security. Colin Powell was National Security Advisor. Clark, Judy Allen, I'm thinking of some different Reagan people, Sandy Berger for Bill Clinton, and Kissinger at one point was actually both Secretary of State and National Security Advisor at the same time. So, I mean, he was truly far and away with no competitor at one point in the mid-1970s, the dominant voice in American foreign policy and even unrivaled anywhere in the world. He was probably the top foreign policy voice in the world at one point on the global stage in the 1970s.
Well, one of the things, the peace treaty, and there is a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, which has saved countless lives, and this is after the 1973 war, and that was Kissinger's handiwork. He set that up, even though he didn't get the credit. He got his Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating with the North Vietnamese. And one of the points that I think people need to make is that they say, well, that negotiation didn't work because the North took over South Vietnam. That was because of the insistence of Democrats, including Ted Kennedy, to cut off South Vietnam from U.S. support that had been promised, right?
That's exactly right. And I've read a lot in the last 24 hours about how it was Kissinger, right, who prolonged the Vietnam War. No, what Kissinger and Nixon were doing, and by the way, what I said about Kissinger's influence, Nixon was very much his equal, right? I mean, if you ever had two great foreign policy minds, a president and a secretary of state and national security advisor, it is hard to surpass Nixon and Kissinger. I mean, really, two just brilliant foreign policy thinkers. And their plan with Vietnam was, look, we're not losing on the ground. We've never lost on the ground. We do want to pull out of Vietnam, but we need to do it in a way to look as if we're not, as if we haven't lost. We weren't defeated, because we weren't. So it was a policy of Vietnamization that they called it, to withdraw with honor, with strength, not to look defeated. And so to do that, you don't just suddenly pull up one day and, you know, after the election in 1968 and a few months after Nixon's inaugural in January of 1969, it takes a few years to do that, to come away with a respectable, a workable peace. And that's what he and Nixon tried to do with no help from Ted Kennedy and people like him on the American left.
Then there's Sandra Day O'Connor. I don't know if you saw the story that was brought out again today, that she apparently, when she was still single, she was dating another law student at the time at Stanford University Law School, and his name was William Rehnquist. And the story is that he proposed to her. And I was reading up on this and was thinking, that this Supreme Court justice and ultimately Chief Justice and an Associate Justice on the Supreme Court, can you imagine if they had been married, then they wouldn't have both made it to the court? But I thought this was apocryphal. But it's not what they have today in the Washington Post. Rehnquist graduated a semester early and went to Washington for a Supreme Court clerkship. In a letter to Sandra Day, who had already begun dating John O'Connor, Rehnquist said he wanted to see her and discuss important things. And he wrote in this letter, to be specific, Sandy, will you marry me this summer?
Oh, wow. Wow. Is that right?
Yes, so it didn't happen.
That is fascinating. It's too bad he couldn't influence her on Planned Parenthood v. Casey in 1992.
You know what people are bringing up against her now is Bush v. Gore. Because she was one of the crucial votes that I think made the right decision, which was that you have to go with the official count that is approved across the country and in Florida. That was a question with the Florida Supreme Court. Anything else you want to say about Sandra Day O'Connor? She should her memory should be a blessing.
Like, yeah, liberals like their judges as activists. They would have liked her to read rights, I suppose, into Bush v. Gore, too, just like with Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. But I don't know how much time we have, but I could tell you that Bill Clark, who was Ronald Reagan's closest advisor, and I was Clark's biographer, and he knew O'Connor really well. Reagan offered that Supreme Court seat to Bill Clark first. He said, Bill, do you want it? And he said, no, I really don't. And so instead it went to Sandra Day O'Connor. And Clark, among others, including William French Smith, they were supposed to vet Sandra Day O'Connor to find out if she was pro-life or pro-choice. And they failed to do it. And Clark really regretted that. He told me, he said, that was a big mistake, Paul. I said, well, what did you talk to her about? He said, we talked about grandchildren and horses. And I said, well, you should have talked to her about abortion, right? But he didn't, and she got through, and they thought they were going to get a pro-life justice with her, but instead they got somebody who upheld Roe v. Wade.
That's Paul Kangor. His most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. And particularly important column about the Kennedy assassination 60 years later. And why we don't see it as clearly as we should, Paul Kangor helps with that in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company. are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.